Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Britton Cameron.
Hey, Gary Butterfield here.
Hey, Gary, what's going on? You sound a little down in the old Dumperinos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I can't remember if I mentioned this on whether I twatted it to you on the internet. But I, you know, recently, you know, me and Groban, we just went through a divorce.
Josh Groban?
No, my wife. Wife Grub. I guess she'll be reverting back to her maiden name, Shaquille, at this point.
Yeah. Well, didn't she change her name to Shaquille for you?
And then reverse it.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She's done a lot for me. I mean, it's just, you know, she was that, Braden.
Yeah.
She was the kind of girl that would change her name to whatever you wanted.
Okay.
To fit whatever you happened to be obsessed with that couple of weeks.
Yeah. But it seems like, so what happened? What is it?
Well, we were sitting in the den, and I was sitting there. I was reading checkbook, and you know, I could see the writing on the wall. I mean, the relationship was kind of falling apart. I haven't been connecting with the kids. She hasn't made me a kid in a long time. That pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was in a rare moment of happiness. I was like, hey, babe, check out this article on innovation. And she just kind of put her head down and stared out the window. And I was like, hey, babe, did you hear me? Innovation and checkbook this week.
Yeah.
And then she turned around and she was crying and she said that she didn't care about innovation.
Wow.
Yeah, she thinks that we have enough to go around now.
That's, wow, I don't even, how do you even talk to somebody with that sort of opinion?
Well, there were hints, you know, like I should have seen it coming, right? Like, I don't know if you remember a couple of years back when I called you because I lost the blueprints for glueprints.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, they weren't lost. She lined our birdcage with them.
Wow.
And our birdcage urinated in bird feces on them.
Okay. So what you're saying is that she was kind of trying to get you out of the business so that she could have you to herself. Maybe she was jealous of innovation?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was jealous of our inventive spirit. I think she was.
Now, I mean, does she ever listen to your phone calls? Do you think maybe she's been upset about our recent discussions of our old girlfriend Fancy?
I at this point I wouldn't put it past her. Like, you know, she could have her ear next to a cup that's next to a door.
Sure.
Like a clue. She could be real. It could be a real clue situation. She could be really clue in this den.
Okay.
You know. And it's hard, man. Like she got custody of Grobe.
Yeah.
She got custody of Groban.
Mm-hmm.
Joshy J. You know.
Sure, Joshy J. And
luckily, you know, I got custody of Grobans.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, Gary Groban, mm-hmm. Gene, and the Grobemeister.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, it's good. You still,
Braden, I don't know what I would have done if I would have lost Grobemeister.
I don't know. It's always the little innocent ones that get hurt in all this, you know?
I know. And when he sang to me with his innocent eyes, but now I have to explain to him that he doesn't have a mommy.
Between you and us, she's got hungry eyes. He used to sing that.
When Grobmeister looked at me and said, "My name's Grobmeister, and this is my absolutely favorite divorce."
Awful, Gary. That is awful. Gary,
it was
I know you
so
call,
hard to see.
And maybe this will cheer you up. I got an idea just popping out of the top of my head. Sad Sacula. It's kind of a backpack that sucks the sadness out of you like a vampire. Sad Sacula.
It's what all the kids are saying.
It's where all the sadness just goes.
Kids are paying their respects.
Yeah.
When they're sad. Yeah, that I want to move forward with your Sad Sacula idea as soon as we get into Q4.
Okay.
Until then, though, I didn't call you just to talk about my life. I mean, we are friends, but we are business partners first. So one of the things about this is if you ever get divorced, one thing you'll realize is that you just cry all the time. You know, you just cry and cry and cry until you think that you can't cry anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, tears are just dripping down my cheeks, and they're going through my beard, and because of gravity, they're landing in my mouth. And I just know, have you ever tasted a tear?
Yeah, never one of my own, but I mean on a dare.
I was in a bar once in college.
Yeah.
A little advertising school out east, mm-hmm. and in order to join a fraternity, I had to drink 64 ounces of tears.
Wow.
You know, and it was gross, right? So it was a hazing kind of thing, and
I would imagine it's both refreshing and dehydrating.
Yeah, and you it's like the saddest vomit.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a giant crying out of his eyes, like you puking out 64 ounces of tears all at once. I mean the taste is this: it's salty.
Yeah.
There's all this lactase
mm-hmm.
in there. It's real bitter, and more than anything, though, like, I mean, it's got all those things, but I felt like it could really use some pizzazzing up, you know?
Sure.
So,
like, if it consumed a lot of orange juice, maybe it would have, like, a little bit of a citrus zest to it.
Well, you think so. I've been doing a lot of... So I haven't put on clothes or showered in the weeks following the divorce, and... I've just been puttering around the kitchen, but I call it a lab because it makes me feel like I'm being productive.
Mm-hmm.
And I drank so much orange juice, I nearly put myself in a diabetic coma, and still no orange flavor in these tears. So I've been working on Tear Aid.
Okay, is this? Let me guess what this is. This is some sort of. Gathering of famous musicians to stop tears, finally.
I had that idea. I couldn't get John Denver anymore. For some reason, he's not answering. And I wasn't able to get him to put those tears back in eye jail. But this is actually going to be a nutrient-rich, hydration-enhanced flavor foundation that you put on your cheeks. So that when you cry, your tears sluice through them, gain the appropriate flavors, and then drip into your mouth.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of like those like flavor enhancers for water that you see all the time. You squirt it into a glass of water, but instead it's like a bouillon cube that hangs under your eye and flavors your tears as you cry. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I think maybe that works better.
It did work better, and that's actually exactly how I found the idea. I was... sitting down and making some ramen noodles,
mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of the powders on my cheeks or on my fingers, and then rubbed them into my cheeks, you know, because then that kind of like, you know, when you're just kind of rubbing your face
your
out
cheeks
of
when you cry,
pure disdain, but I still had some of that Oriental seasoning
mm-hmm.
on there, because as we all know, that's the best flavor of ramen noodles.
I like tomato.
Tomato?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. Interesting. I'm a weird one. But
yeah, we should
I just always like tomato.
We should try mixing them at some point. That's innovation.
I mean, I've read the instructions several times, and it doesn't say to mix them, so I don't want to try it.
Well, do you remember our success last quarter with boot juice, the cocktail I invented by mixing Coke and Pepsi?
No, and legally neither do you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that lawsuit. Regardless of which, my tears sluiced through this oriental seasoning into my mouth and essentially made ramen in my mouth, and the tears tasted better than any tears I've ever drank.
Okay, yeah. I like where this is going because, I mean, you stated it before, crying is bland, and crying and tasting your tears, double bland, because then you know where they came from, and it's like your body becomes this weird recycling system of, like, consuming fluids, but then also making the same fluids come back out, and it's just a weird thing.
Loop.
So now you're adding something to make the experience of crying exciting.
Yep. Tear aid. Makes mouths happy when eyes are sad.
Oh, that's clever. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. So I got to, you know, got to thinking. I was experimenting rubbing different foods on my face, trying to come up with this nutrient-rich foundation. And, you know, brought the kids out. They've been real upset, too. So I'll take, you know, some kind of kid flavors, like gummy dinosaurs and shit, and just kind of stick them on their faces.
Yeah.
And see how they're doing. And I've come up with, there's a lot here, Brayton. Like, so I found that much like a fine wine, like how you want to eat pork with a nice rachachu wine, you can match appropriate tear aid foundations with different kinds of emotions. Because I don't know if you knew this, but different emotions cause you to cry different kinds of tears.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's true. So I started messing around with some flavors, and different reasons to cry, and I wanted to work with you to kind of bounce some back and forth, and figure some out. So the first thing I came up with is, and this is the worst, is when you're already, you know, as sad as you've ever been in your life, and you're walking out and you stub your toe, right?
Sure. Oh yeah. You know, you're too sad to turn the lights on. You're going to the closet to get more Kleenex or other facial tissues. And you walk right into the coffee table that has, you know, just been covered with beer bottles and sadness.
Yeah. And it's the coffee table that you and your ex used to drink coffee off of.
Yeah.
So it's a constant reminder.
Yeah. Potentially was the, area of conception for one of your children.
Sure. I think Gene. And then, it's also kind of strange, and this is just a tangent, but why we have a different word for stubbing your toe. Like, you can only stub your toe. It's the only thing that can be stubbed, and it just means hitting it.
Well, I found that I can stub my fingers if I walk around the apartment doing handstands.
But that's true. It's just a very specific verb for a very specific instance.
Yeah.
Regardless of which, though, all of your sadness and worries about stubbing anything are going to be erased when you taste Stub My Toe Ranch Cooler.
Oh, okay. This is from, the makers of those Doritos Tacos Locos.
And Bev Chips.
So it's the sadness that comes from eating a taco flavored after a chip, which is soon to become a chip flavored after a taco after a chip. And the pain of stubbing your toe together at last.
You'll be drinking a tear that's flavored after a taco that's flavored after a chip. That's flavored after a salad dressing.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, and it is delicious.
Wow.
It is delicious.
Okay.
And it distracts you from the pain.
What else you got, Gary?
Well, one of the things, I was walking around trying to diagnose my depression. I busted out my EcoPal, if you recall that, buddy.
Yeah, I remember the EcoPal, sure.
Yeah, yep. And it turned out, as I put it on and the loud, blaring steampunk Victrola started telling me that part of this was an existential crisis.
Oh, yeah, sure, okay. Yeah. Don't know who you are anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Not in the wake of this. I had to redefine myself. And one of the ways I redefined myself was getting out a bunch of Flavor Aid packets and coming up with Existential Crisis Berry.
Oh, good. That's good. I'm listening to what you're saying. Let me try to hit you with one.
Okay.
You wake up in the morning. It's a Wednesday. It feels like it should be Friday or Saturday. Sure. You have a job you don't like. You don't want to get out of bed. Job I don't like toast.
Job I don't like toast.
Yeah. You know, you want to just lay in bed and eat toast all day. So why bother getting out of bed when you can just rub this on your face and then taste toast when you cry?
Yeah, like a toast-like solution. It's breakfast in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my job toast. Breakfast in bed because you're not getting out of bed. Tirade. Yeah, because
what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? Tirade. That sounds real good. Yeah. One of the things, if you remember, a couple weeks ago, my grandpa died.
I do remember.
And in the wake of that, my grandma killed herself. And I didn't actually care for her that much, so it wasn't as big a deal. But, you know, it did remind me of my own death, and that caused me, you know, right now at this point, I cry at the drop of a dime, especially from the collection on the wall.
Okay,
and
sure.
So I invented Dead Grand Marmalade.
Okay, so kind of a zippy orange jelly that reminds me of your dead grandmother.
Yeah, and you can change the flavor to be whatever your grandma used to make for you when you were young. So if have these memories of your grandma, you know, sitting up and making, you know, marmalade sandwiches with you, marmalade sandwich after marmalade sandwich before she became a bitter encrusted hag, then you know, you could, let's say you have memories of spending all your time stacking pennies in increasingly intricate towers, you could have something like, you know, penny copper battery sensation.
Okay.
Customizable.
Okay. All right. Let me try one. So you have been throwing up all night. You've got the shakes and you're itchy, and no one is helping you, even though you've begged them to. So how about all I want is more heroin chocolate?
I like how, because sometimes people will compare chocolate to heroin.
Yeah.
So you could also, I'm seeing a cross promotion with all I want is more chocolate heroin. A specific kind of heroin that satisfies the chocoholic's needs.
But it's specifically for when you rub it into your gums, because then you can taste it. Doesn't taste like heroin, just tastes like chocolate.
God, we are doing good today.
Yeah, like, I guess we're doing okay. In the wake of disaster comes innovation.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. That's what, you know, if necessity is the mother of invention, divorce, death, tragedy, and debt is the father.
That sounds pretty much perfect considering the patriarchy.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. It's a feminist take on an old adage. Tirade.
On that subject, orange oppression.
Orange oppression. Like, yeah, exactly. Let's say, that's awesome. Like, let's say you are staring at that glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's years and years until the apocalypse puts you in power. You're feeling sad about, the injustice. Just get some orange oppression.
Yeah.
Just some orange zest, you know. Right now, at this point, I'm thinking about going after the natural foodie market by handcrafting all of these in my underwear.
Put them in some mason jars. You know, give them some old-fashioned tongue depressors that are actually popsicle sticks that they can use to apply them under the eye. I think that's good.
Yeah, go sell them at like a farmer's market in a community after a tornado has struck.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you just set up camp right next to the comfort dog area.
Yeah, exactly. And then, the dog, you get your good cry out, you get your lunch from the tirade, and then the dog cheers you up.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
The ultimate thing I landed on from this, just for my situation, and specifically for men who are going through what I'm going through, is something I realized called Separation Elation Station Punch, featuring flavors.
Wow. Okay. So are you saying that you're actually elated about this?
Part of me is going to the elation station, but part of me is still in the separation station. And that's why I need flavors in order to get my return ticket home. Yeah. To get back into, as they say, back to life, back to reality.
Mm-hmm. I can see. I mean, that's a real transformation from, like, a soul to a soul, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was two souls. Now I'm one soul.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the kids, you know? And it's going to be a real challenge, you know? And I needed something to make me feel better so I could go and rent a smaller apartment and get four little race car beds for my kids.
Yeah.
And it's a little bunk. And
you know, it's always darkest before the PM dawn.
I need something to set me adrift on a memory of bliss,
mm-hmm.
While also facing forward to the future.
To the Orinoco flow.
To right now. Because, hey, yeah. We're in the moment.
It's your tomorrow.
It is my tomorrow, with Tear Aid.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, every time I pray to Jesus, I think that.
Yeah.
I mean, not a specific Jesus.
Whenever you pray to Jesus, you'll be jonesing for Tear Aid.
Tear Aid. Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. Oh.
Oh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable flavors. Unbelievable value. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm jonesing for Tear Aid.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
Right here, right now, watching the world.
When you make the connection,
wake up to history.
Yeah, just watching the wheels roll by,
mm-hmm.
Like imagining a world of Tear Aid.
Wow, Gary.
Writing's on the wall. If you're not connected, and you stumble and you fall, if you don't have Tear Aid.
Yeah, you know because. Gary, with this divorce, you got to be bad, and you got to be bold, and you got to be wiser, and you got to be hard, and you got to be tough, and you got to be stronger. You got to be cool, and you got to be calm, and you got to stay together. Because love will save the day. That's all I know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, the other thing to remember at any given time is that, you know, I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
Mm-hmm.
I've got childs. They've got mothers. I'm a sinner.
Uh-huh.
I'm a saint. But I sure do love Tear Aid.
You put the lime in the coconut where wolves are blunted.
You rub it on your cheeks. You put the lime in the coconut. You rub it on your cheeks. Put the lime in the coconut. You rub it on your cheeks. For when you cry for weeks. Tear Aid.
Yeah, Tear Aid. Exactly.
I'm glad it sounds like you're on board. I'd like to have you come over to the new apartment. It's small. But we do have a fully stocked kitchen of powders and sauces and creams.
Are you still in Behendrendehennen, or have you moved out?
Right now I'm living in a motel and considering where I'm going to move.
Okay, I got you.
So the apartment, but the apartment I'm looking at has this, the place where I'm at now has this kitchenette. The apartment I'm looking at has a small kitchen, but I haven't made any final decisions. I have to figure out. We're going to move, check out their renovation policies.
I know there's a lot going on, but Gary, this is a solid gold idea, and I think maybe getting divorced was the best thing you ever did.
I didn't think so at the beginning of this conversation, but now at the end, I think I agree with you. Just like my grandpa dying, these are the two best things that have ever happened to me.
Yeah, I think so. And you'll be laughing all the way to the bank, laughing so hard you'll cry. So you'll have to come up with some sort of joy flavor later.
Yeah, like you'll make a mint.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, but mint means the U.S. mint.
Right, but it's also
we're minting new money.
Chip ice cream.
Yeah, and any excuse to eat ice cream without my hands and thus apply it to my—I don't know if I mentioned that, but that's how I'm doing all the testing.
Mm-hmm.
Is setting all the food up on my kitchen bar and then eating it without my hands.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best idea.
Yeah, it seemed the most efficient way to get food onto my cheeks.
That would do it. And I mean, you got to take
your applicator idea is great too.
Yeah, well, but, you know, you're taking a lesson right from nature, right from like any kid on their first birthday when they get their first cake.
Yeah, or that kid on Oprah that was born without arms.
Yeah,
like, they have to eat every cake like that.
Mm-hmm. Or that kid without arms that was born without Oprah.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, we should probably work on something for that kid, because that kid needs us.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go test out some new flavors. I can hear Grobmeister in there, mixing up some butterscotch and some tartar sauce.
Yeah.
And is putting
Josh
it together.
Is Joshy J still rapping and rhyming?
Huh? You know what? I got Joshy J, but she got the Rap Master.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, the Rap Master right here. Yeah, it's and she took half my stuff, man. So there's lots of and I haven't even figured out what's going on with the patent office. Like this, we might be in a little bit of trouble if she gets rights to some of our ideas.
Sure.
You know, I mean, well, it seems like you know, it is like you said, it's always darkest before the dawn. And it seems like Pitch Industries will get out of this recent spat of of misfortune without anything bad happening yet in the future.
And if absolutely necessary, we can we can age you rapidly and then use the Grand Paganizer.
That is true. And then I can make sure she never does that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially once we get rapid aging technology.
Yeah.
Which, when it comes to the Grand Paganizer, is really kind of burying the lead. work on that. Those eggheads down in the lab.
One thing at a time. We come up. We're idea men, Gary. We're idea men.
That's true. We don't do the science.
Yeah.
Okay,
Gary.
Right.
Well, I hope things turn around and good day to you, sir, and Grobnet.
If they don't turn around, you're going to see my heart breaking.
Don't Period. Turn around. The commissar's in town.
If I don't turn around, the commissar is in town. I've got to go rub tartar sauce and butterscotch on my cheeks.
Okay.
I will. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay. Goodbye.
Robe night.
Way to pull out an ace of base on there.
Yeah. I can't hear Don't Turn Around without thinking of Ace of Base.
Yeah, I went to the 80s, so.
The people who have literally aced
shows
a base.
A reverse age difference.
Yeah. Well, we are a generation apart. A very short generation.
A whole 6 months or whatever difference. Yeah.